This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Make it matter, whatever it is that it is. We're the DJV program, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off today. She's out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, ready to go to war against Afghanistan, I think, right on the USS Iowa.
I'm assuming that's a docked ship, like the Intrepid?
Yes. It's a display ship in San Pedro Harbor, Long Beach. Some people call it Long Beach, but really it's San Pedro. And it's a fabulous way for you to understand what went on during the battles in World War II and Korea and stuff. It's quite a tribute to the technology even that we were able to develop before and during World War II. The USS Iowa docked there. She's doing a radio program for her local show there this morning. So she's on her way there right now, as it turns out. We're here to talk to you about things that you can change in your life if you want to. Some people work on changing, some people don't. Have you accepted how you are and what's going on in your life? Do you understand what's going on, not only in your life, but all around you? All these things that we talk about all the time here. I made reference to Afghanistan, not facetiously. We've been talking this week about how we are trying to settle with the Taliban and have a peace accord with them, and no matter what happens, I guess we're going to stay there.
We would have to, right? There's no way we could just trust that. Oh, okay, we shook hands. That's good.
Yeah. We have 14,000 American troops there now. Going to reduce that down to about 8,600, and then if things calm down, it'd probably take more people, but we've been trying to get out of there for a long time. And I think this is an optimistic thing. For whatever the reason, they've decided and we've decided that enough is enough. So let's see if this all shakes out. According to Al Jazeera, the Taliban considers Kabul a puppet regime of the West. So working on them to understand this is in their best interest, and it really is. I don't know, whatever. The Taliban, basically, as bad as ISIS, and it depends on, it's everything's relative, and it depends on the timing.
You're weighing evil, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And they've been a problem for a long time. Mm-hmm. All right, excuse me. Area 51, what's going on there?
Well, yeah, Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us. That is the, started out as a Facebook page, an event.
New slogan, yeah.
They can't stop
all of us. Wow.
Right. And this was created by a California resident named Matty Roberts. He created this event after listening to an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, which is, I think, the second most popular podcast in the country right now. Mm-hmm. And so he got the idea. Of course, this was a joke. He says it was tongue-in-cheek. He scheduled the event for September 20th, and it quickly generated millions of accepted invitations, and so much so that the government has responded saying, do not come to Area 51, and this is in Nevada, and now this for the second time this month, commissioners in rural Nevada have pre-signed an emergency declaration ahead of this event. Now, 2 million people have said that they are going to this event. Now, obviously not all of them will, but still, even if a fraction of that show up, this is going to be a big deal. So Nye County commissioners voted 4-0 to approve the declaration in preparation of this, whatever it's going to be. They say it is definitely, they expect it will draw thousands of curious visitors to the desert, and Arby's has already said they're going to do a pop-up. Remember, we talked about that a while ago? Yeah. Arby's is cashing in on it. They said they're going to do a pop-up to feed everybody burgers and roast beef sandwiches.
I would go.
I'm curious as heck about this.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would definitely go to this. So it's called the Area 51 is in the Amargosa Valley, or Nye County, which is
Roswell.
Where, Yeah, it's home to Amargosa Valley. That's the original site of the Area 51 raid.
I'm talking about how I used to be on KUFO. There's a station, radio station in Roswell. The call letters are KUFO.
I love that.
Yeah. So right in the main part of town.
The event actually has been shifted to Lincoln County in the town of Rachel. And so the original site of Area 51 is Nye County. That's why the commissioners there voted, because they think people are probably going to want to also see the original Area 51. That's where I would want to see as well. Yeah,
of course you do. Yes.
Now, Rachel is the self-proclaimed UFO capital of the world. That's on State Route 375, and in 1996, that was actually called the Extraterrestrial Highway. And so, commissioners in Lincoln were the ones who first voted. And commissioners in Lincoln early August, they were the ones who first voted to pre-sign the emergency declaration. It allows for states' resources, police, things like this. This is a rural area, and they say they're going to need a lot of help. Area 51, actual Area 51, is still a classified military facility, and it's a test and training range, and they said it's the size of Connecticut. That's how big it is.
Well, government owns lots of land.
Yeah.
And it's our land. We've paid for it. So why shouldn't we have access to it? That's the other side of this.
That's true as well.
Action lawsuit here. Seems to me brewing. All right, so as we're in the world of the unknown, let's travel into a conversation we've had off and on this week. Thanks to listener Ella Rose Layton, who brought this about, posted on our Facebook page a sort of answer to or more information about the James Cameron Mariana Trench dive. Remember we were talking earlier this week about the Titanic and it being eaten by all of the whatever is down at the bottom of the ocean, whatever the bugs are or the algae or whatever. And
there's a bacteria that eats metal that's in the ocean there. Yeah.
So she posted a montage of James Cameron's solo dive down into this trench, and the music is from The Life Aquatic, which would be kind of interesting for you to see. It's National Geographic.
That's great music, by the way. That's a fun movie.
It is. she talked about how Ballard, the explorer Ballard, found the wreck and made the first video and then left the ship in peace. And now, you know, with all of the attention that still seems to be given to it by Cameron as a result of the movie, there's a lot more stuff there. And so she tells the story about the approach to ocean archaeology. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it? Ocean archaeology, because that's really what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about it for a while. Yeah. You apply archaeology to a lot of different things, but usually it's on land. Obviously this woman is passionate about it, and I'm happy that she's following what we're saying, and she's added to the conversation by her posting on our Facebook page and hers. So thank you to Ella Rose Layton. Yeah, find our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the podcast of the program as well. That's DJVShow.com. 15 past the hour. Epstein in the focus in a moment.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Phil, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year and the last chance to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
The smashing deal we got. Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines. When disaster erupts. When disease rages. When communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the latest in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Is this ever going to go away? Well, apparently the judge has officially dismissed the case against him. I guess that would make sense since he's DEAD dead. But isn't there a case against his estate that should continue?
I guess that's not criminal, though, right?
No, that's not criminal. Yeah. Those things are all civil. Those are civil cases.
Right.
And they usually end up being like years and years and years. But in his case, I don't think he has anybody that's an heir to his wife. He's got $500 million worth of assets. And
I hope at some point, because all of us have been following this story, but I haven't heard anything about... We know that he signed a will 2 days before he killed himself, but we don't know who he named as a beneficiary. Was it charities? I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah. Charities, him?
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows?
Here's a shout-out. The ladies, we were during the break talking about Facebook, I have my own Facebook page, which is basically, it's easy to find, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. I was asked to become friends with the president of the World Kung Fu Soccer Foundation, and I'm wondering where that came from. His name is Zibao Kong. And what the World Kung Fu Soccer Foundation is. So I'm figuring, because Kara and I were talking about it, she went straight to the source to find out what the World Kung Fu Soccer Foundation is. Did I expect big things from you and not get them? Or
apparently they're
out?
Stunt soccer players. Which
stunt?
I don't know what
soccer
that means.
Players. I don't either.
But I'm just in my head, I'm imagining someone playing soccer and then also doing some, like, crazy flips and stuff while playing soccer.
Everybody is kung fu
fighting. Might be kind of interesting to watch.
Here's the story of Wendy Auger, who is the owner of a license plate that reads PB4WEGO, P before we go. And apparently the people in New Hampshire are not too bright because she's had this vanity license plate for a long time, and now the state of New Hampshire wants to take it away from her because they prohibit vanity plates with references to excretory acts. Well, I'm looking at the thing. It's been a long time she's had this.
Apparently they just made that a law. I don't understand local governments. Like, who decided that this was such a big deal that they needed to make it a law?
It's stupid. You know, it's another example of government...
And how many vanity plates have that on it?
What, pee before we go? I'd like to get that from Massachusetts now that I've gotten the idea. 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
DJV program, Karen, Victoria, and I listening to the music of Ed Sheeran, who's been touring for a couple of years, announced now he's going to take an extended break. He said during the final tour in the stop in Ipswich, England, that this is his last stop for a while. Quote, there's something very bittersweet about it. I love that you guys are here, and we're ending it in Ipswich. This is my last gig for probably 18 months. He also noted that he played all around the world to massive crowds during his tour. Kind of humble, huh? Glastonbury, Wembley, all these amazing venues, he writes, in America, New Zealand, Australia, Asia, South America. It's been a wild one. I was told before I came on that now at the end of the tour, I've played 9 million people around the world. The biggest tour ever. Yeah. Wall Street Journal reported in June that Sheeran was on track to make $750 million off the tour. I guess he can afford to take a break for a while, right?
Yes.
He's ahead of the record set by U2's 360 tour, which took in $735 million in 2011. I didn't realize he was that good or that popular. What makes him so popular, Kara?
I think he just has really good control of rooms. Yeah, I've probably seen him like 6 or 7 times over the last 10 years. And yeah, I mean, it's literally just him on a stage by himself with a guitar. And if he asks the audience to be quiet, and he has a loop pedal, so he's able to record his own harmonies. I think people are kind of intrigued by that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just the audience completely does whatever he wants them to do, and they're super into it. It's a lot of fun, but it makes me laugh that this became such a big story. He had to post on Instagram that he's not retiring because he's taking 18 months off. I mean, most bands, when they released an album and toured for it, then they go and record another album, and it's 2 years before they tour again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been on the road for 3 years. I saw him tour this album probably 2 years ago. So
How old is he?
He's 28, I think. He's a year or two older than me. So.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And where does he live?
And I don't know. I imagine he has houses all over the place, but I think his home base is in London still. But I don't know. It's funny to me because, I mean, there's only so much more touring he can do for one album.
Yeah, you'd have thought that it is time for a break. He writes, quote, "It's been an emotional day for a lot of people backstage. Kind of feels like in a weird way that you're breaking up with a girlfriend that you've been with for years. Sounds odd, but it's been a long tour." Didn't he marry his girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Kind of in secret, I think, right?
Seaborn. Was?
Yeah, there were no pictures. There was no announcement of it, but everybody noticed that he's got a ring on and she's got a ring on. So, and
it's kind of an amazing feat to pull that off in today's day and age.
You know? I have a lot of respect for that. And also, he called her his wife on his last album, so I'm assuming it's official.
Nice. Good. All right. Also in the music world, Shawn Mendes making some noise, using his platform, calling on his dedicated fans for a good cause. He announced the launch of the Shawn Mendes Foundation, which aims to encourage young people around the world to learn and evoke positive change alongside him, supporting them and finding ways to act on topics they are passionate about. The foundation hopes to support multiple youth-related causes in children's health care, sustainability, mental health, wellness, human rights, anti-bullying, education, and more. I think I'd be into that, especially the anti-bullying and education part of this. He writes, "For a long time, I've waited to find a way to amplify the causes that my fans and I care deeply about and to help make the voices of our generation heard. My goal in launching the foundation is to work alongside my fans and to do everything I can to help provide them with a platform that inspires positive change and empowers young change makers. The first two campaigns are in collaboration with Sick Kids in Canada and Reverb, which is an environmental nonprofit that helps artists reduce their environmental footprint as they tour." So that's the word from Shawn Mendes here on the DJV Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/joy. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address. 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your first month for just $5. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is pounding the northern Bahamas with wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. Joy Gibberlew of the Ministry of Tourism says the Category 5 storm is devastating.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane, and so the fact that it is anticipated to be 24 hours in the Abacos and as long a time in Grand Bahama. We're hoping that Abaco, certainly we can get out and about.
It's the most powerful Atlantic hurricane on record. President Trump is tracking Dorian.
It's one of the largest we've ever seen. Its effects will be felt hundreds of miles or more from the eye of the storm. and long before it potentially makes landfall.
Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The city and the country come together on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill. Jennifer is off today on another assignment, as it were. So here we are. I've assigned you ladies to carry the ball. Shall we do that? Yes, let's carry the ball. Let's work on a couple of... I like to balance things here. Good, bad, or positive, negative. It's like the battery. It has two posts on it. Positive terminal, negative terminal. The thing is, who gets to do the positive and who gets to do the negative? You want to do the positive or you want to do the negative? Which one do you want, Victoria?
Well, I'll start with the negative because it's trending, unfortunately.
All right.
And it's about our least favorite corporation, Monsanto.
Oh, Monsanto. Yay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the reason you might see Monsanto trending is because we've talked about numerous times there are thousands of legal cases against Monsanto that are currently working their way through the court systems. And in one new lawsuit, this is all basically with it, they all stem from glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, and that's right. The weed killer. And so that's where all of these lawsuits are really, that's the main focus. So now there's litigation in all different stages happening, and so the New York Times has, there were a bunch of emails released as part of evidence in this most recent litigation. And the New York Times pieced all of this together, thousands and thousands of emails and documents. And what it shows is pretty, it's not surprising to anybody who doesn't like Monsanto, but it's pretty disgusting. Essentially, what the emails show are correspondences between Monsanto executives and scientists who work for Monsanto and work with them at various educational institutions around the country, different universities, things like that. Basically, scientists who are being funded by Monsanto. And so those scientists then give testimony that Monsanto and all the things that it does, glyphosate isn't, it's not dangerous and all this stuff. So it's in these emails. This is a quote from one of the Monsanto executives that he, quote, wishes he could beat the S out of the advocacy group Moms Across America. This is an executive at Monsanto saying he wants to beat up women who run Moms Across America. Now, the reason he wants to beat the S out of these women is because Moms Across America wrote an open letter asking Monsanto to discontinue the use of glyphosate, the pesticide. And so we know now research has tied it to different types of cancer. They also asked that they stop producing genetically modified seeds. Okay, that's what they've been doing. And so Monsanto's Dr. Daniel Goldstein wrote in this correspondence to the University of Georgia crop scientist Wayne Parrott and the University of Illinois biochemist Bruce Chassie. They're, the three of them are all on these lists. One says, I have been arguing for about a week to beat the S out of these women, and I have clearly lost. And the other one writes back, we can't be seen as beating up on mothers. And so the emails are going back and forth, and it
shows... How'd they get to be public?
Because it's part of litigation now, so they had a lot of this stuff is becoming public record. Mm. And so Ken Cook, who is the president of the Environmental Working Group, they have been fighting against Monsanto for years. He says, in his opinion, the emails reveal the utter contempt that Monsanto has for public health and for consumers.
Why is that
mothers.
A surprise to anybody?
I know. Well, it is. But you know what it is? It, unfortunately, for people who don't really pay attention to this kind of stuff, this might be seen as an actual surprise. And so Ken Cook says, Bayer is reeling from its monumental blunder of buying Monsanto, and these emails should remind everybody that they also acquired, that they acquired the company that gave us DDT, Agent Orange, and PCBs.
By the company, it was acquired by the company that developed the gas that was used in Auschwitz and all the other camps that killed all the Jews.
That's
a wonderful combination, isn't it? What a great combo. Yeah, super.
I know.
Now, while we're in this place, by the way, the farmers are the ones most directly affected by this because they're growing the stuff and using it, and you have big arguments with people depending on who it is or how they have gained. I have my podcast and weekly show, The American Family Farmer, and I am public enemy number one as far as that's concerned. I'm very, very vocal when it comes to Monsanto and that ilk. And farmers say to me, well, it helps me grow more crops so that I can survive. And I say to them, I understand you need to survive, but can't we find a better way of doing it? And along with the survival conversation, as long as we're talking about farmers and that sort of thing, I thought we'd spend a minute before we get to this fabulous story about the new Lady and the Tramp movie. A number of people, individuals, and companies who are benefiting from the government bailout that is supposed to be helping farmers. This will make you nauseous when you understand the people who are benefiting from these, not only the ones that have already taken place, but the next round of bailouts as well. Your tax money, my tax money, about $16 billion has been handed out supposedly to help the farmer, and it's anything but helping the farmer. Payments have gone to 70 people who live in San Francisco, 65 people who live in New York, 63 people who live in L.A., and 61 who live in Washington, 19 people in Miami, got bailout checks in the tens of thousands of dollars, and they aren't any closer to a farm than the guy who's eating the cheese on the moon is close to a farm. A registered lobbyist for Florida Citrus is getting money lobbyist for a company in West Palm Beach, Florida, is getting money. Non-farm addresses are all across this thing. Listen to this. Here is a partnership, but this is a hedge fund. There are three that all belong to the same family, collectively getting almost $3 million of bailout money. Deline Farms Partnership in Missouri, Crossroads Farms in Indiana, and Deline Farms in another part, the two different ones in Missouri. They grow soybeans and cotton, got $987,000 apiece. The amount of farm subsidies they have gotten in the past 20 years, over $12 million. It's a hedge fund, for God's sakes. What are they doing getting? They're not. There's no person involved in this. And the money they've made, if you look at the balance sheet on what, how much money these people have made or these companies have made, these hedge funds have made, it's outrageous. That, and this is where I take Trump apart. This is it for me when it comes to.
Well, it's also Sonny Perdue, right?
Isn't Perdue
the one
is
who
more.
Kind of gets Sonny,
right, Sonny Perdue is the Secretary of Agriculture. He's the one who decides what fit, what system, what formula is going to be used. Trump doesn't know anything. There's a Freudian slip.
No.
He's a cheeseburger eater from Manhattan. He doesn't know from nothing about what goes on the farm and could care less. But he'll take credit for getting the farmers to vote for him. And in this circumstance, this is the, but most farmers don't realize, they don't look at the list. It's kind of like what you were saying before with the glyphosate, whatever that's.
Glyphosate,
the average person,
yeah,
doesn't know that that's, they're still, even after all the talk. And this is another example of people not really knowing what's going on. They hear, okay, the farmers are going to get bailed out. That's good because the government's screwing them. Well, government's screwing you again because it's going to people who are gazillionaires and deserve the payment about as much as my dog Daisy deserves the money more than these people do. So something that you ought to be aware of. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's an Arizona shelter dog named Monty who's getting a lot of attention, Victoria. What's going on with him?
Well, Monty, which is super cute, Monty has been in a shelter. He was passed around to actually two different shelter groups, and then he was actually adopted by the Halo Animal Rescue in Phoenix, Arizona, and he is looking for a forever home. But the cool story for him is that the live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp is happening, and they need, the producers need the dog to play the tramp, and he's kind of a scruffy, cute dog, if you remember the cartoon.
Yeah.
So they started looking online at rescue dogs, which I love that that's where they went, but they started looking at online for rescue dogs that would look like the part, and they found Monty. And so now Monty has, when they went to see him in person, he was very sweet, he loves affection, and so the casting agents just kind of fell in love with him, and so now he's going to be the new star of Lady and the Tramp. And so the Arizona Rescue says they're incredibly proud of Monty and how far he's come. And, of course, we're all here fans of rescues, and they say they hope that this can actually really raise awareness and show how wonderful shelter dogs are. They can be taught. They can be trained just like any other, you know, any other dog that's been bred for to be a show dog or to be in the movies. And so now Monty is undergoing all of the training that he'll need to make the movie. So Monty's going to be on a lot of big screens, which is really great.
All right. A few problems with VA hospitals to overview on today's DJV program.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
Hence 9/7/19. Restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's a story quickly of David Wright, who passed away. He was buried in a casket that was decorated as a school bus because he was a school bus driver for 50 years in Wilson County, Tennessee. His funeral was held in a location that was fitting, the high school. Folks were there to say goodbye to him, but that was interesting as he spent most
of
his life. You
should see the pictures of this. This is worth a Google. I've never seen a more, I mean, it looks exactly like a school bus.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And on the inside of the, when you lift the casket up, it's a picture of him sitting behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Cute. The United States government is investigating a string of 10 deaths of patients at a veterans hospital in West Virginia. This thing is more of the same stuff. The misappropriation of money, people dying suddenly that shouldn't be dying. There's this guy that had a history of diabetes and they didn't get any insulin. I mean, when are we going to get serious about fixing the VA?
So many people are dying because they can't get their insulin. It's just crazy. And we call ourselves a civilized country.
Well, plus the fact that these people, we all blow hard and become blowhards when it comes to thank you for your service. But what are you really doing to help these people that have been screwed over by the government after they put on a uniform? 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Car time, car talk. Here it is, 53 after the hour, and seems like only seconds ago that I had the pleasure of introducing the fabulous Nick Miles on the DJV program from Our Auto Expert. His website, Our Auto, say it again, Doug. Our. This sounds like that license plate in New Hampshire. The P before we go. Oh, yeah. Did you see that story? The license plate of the car in New Hampshire? Huh? Yeah. It's the auto erotica. That would be an interesting segment for us to do. But not today. All right. So you're someplace testing a car doing what? What is this car that you're testing supposed to be doing?
Actually, no, I'm showing off back to school cars. You know, I'm ready to go back to school, back to college. I actually am driving the new Ford Explorer ST, which is kind of their performance version of the Ford Explorer. And I will tell you, it's not horrible.
That's a great handle. This car is horrible. Yeah.
Here's the thing is the last ST they did in an SUV, which was the Edge, was horrible.
Yeah.
And this isn't horrible. So
is this what there would be the equivalent of the cruiser that they use for police? Is that the same kind of performance thing that the That's what they use. A lot of police cars now are these
Explorer. The police cars are Explorer, Doug, but with the police cars, it's slightly different because they have a hybrid setup in there. They're trying to save our tax dollars on not wasting them idling in parking lots all night when they're not working, so they're using the old hybrid version. So similar, some of the similar ideas. The ST version is the 400 horsepower, look at me, listen to me, watch me go. So that's that version.
Yeah, with a backseat full of kids. And then, yeah, exactly. It's very smart.
There's nothing like keeping the kids quiet when you do 143 miles an hour.
That's right. Shut up and watch. So why is it that Chevy and Chrysler don't get in? I've always wondered this because Ford seems to always corner the market on most of the police cars. They certainly have for decades. Why is that, and how do the other companies stay out?
Well, interesting enough, Chrysler and do it with their Dodge brand, and they do have a Dodge Charger police car, and they do have a Dodge SUV Durango police vehicle, but they just aren't quite, you know, to the standards that Ford do. Chevy are quite active in the market. The Tahoe is a big police vehicle. Now all the police departments are going to SUVs. The problem with the Tahoe is it's not very good in police chases. It's a little heavy. It's a little high. You don't want to turn a corner at, you know, 90 miles an hour in one of those things because you're not sure it'll stay on all four wheels. So,
right.
I mean, that's the same with any SUV, but it's a little bit heavy. I drove both of them on a police course at an old abandoned airport with the Gresham Police Department in Oregon and did their whole police training. I did the pit maneuver and everything else. And I'll tell you, I really like the Explorer. Explorer is nimble, it's fast, and I like to put criminals down, and it allows you to do that.
Get those damn bad guys, yes. All right,
yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Chevy, the Bolt is going out after the Tesla Model 3. Have you driven that Bolt? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, the Bolt's okay. I mean, if you like electric, it's not necessarily my flavor of ice cream.
No.
But the thing they've done is, and what's making the news this morning, is they've managed to walk Tesla's range. So originally the Bolt did 238 miles, and there they were sitting with that new Model 3 doing more than that. Well, now the new Bolt is going to do around 250 miles or so, up to a range of up to 310. So they're actually saying that, you know, hey, watch us, buy Tesla. There's no reason to buy a Tesla Model 3 around $60,000, $80,000 when you can buy a Chevy for around $40,000. So unless you want to look cool, you can't. It's hard to look cool in a little Chevy Bolt. It's not exactly quite as sexy.
You think?
But, you know. Yeah, well.
By the way,
I'm not sure that Tesla's sexy. Sorry.
Right, nah. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Dolce di latte caramel, if you have to know.
Really?
I have a kind of addiction to it. Yeah,
do you know, on my farm, have you ever been to my Facebook page for the farm or the website, eastleyfarm.com, we have ice cream. Okay. We sell a lot of ice cream and ice cream, what we call the ice cream bus or buses. We have a couple of them. And that flavor, those caramel flavors, the salty caramel flavors are becoming very popular. You'll have to come visit the farm. You know what you should do? Come visit the farm, drive the ice cream bus, and you can rate that, see how, you know, there aren't many ice cream buses
around. I need to back up a second, Doug. You have a bus full of ice cream, and I'm in Sacramento. What the earth is going on?
Well, you got to come to the farm in Framingham. We can make a big deal out of it. Yep, come to the farm, drive the bus, and have your favorite flavor. You can stock up for probably give you a year's worth of ice cream you can take home with you. Be a good deal.
I'm booking
Nick,
my ticket. I'm booking
that
ticket.
There you go. Get your ticket. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com is his website.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.